Welcome to Maseches Ksuvos, Perkei Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, Mishnah 5. Mishnah begins. Elu melachos, these are the tasks, she'isha oisa lebaala, that a woman is responsible to perform for her husband. Techenes, she grinds. V'oifa, she bakes. Mechabesa, she does laundry. Mevasheles, she cooks. Umenika spina, and she nurses her own child. Matzas lehamita, she makes the beds, arranges the sofa. Vaisa batzemer, and she also takes care of the wool, spinning, weaving. Hichnisa lei, let's say the woman brought in as part of her dowry, shivcha achas, one maid. Loitoichenes, then she doesn't grind, the maid does. Vloyoifa, she doesn't bake. Vamechabeses, she doesn't do the laundry. That's all things that are performed by the maid. Shtaim, let's say she brought in two maids. Einu mevasheles, then she doesn't have to cook. Veinu menekes espina, she doesn't have to nurse her child. She can get a wet nurse. Shalosh, let's say she brought in three maidservants. Eina matzas layamita, she doesn't have to make the beds. Eina oisa batzemer, and she does not have to be busy with the wool. Arba, let's say she brought in five maidservants. Yosheves bakatedra, she sits back in her easy chair, the Mishnah says. She doesn't have to even do small tasks. And she is a prima donna. Rabbi Lezer says, afilu echnis lay mea shvachis, even if she brings in 100 maidservants, koifalasis batzemer, he still can mandate her to work with the wool, because that's considered a specific task to the wife or the woman of the house. More than that, because we don't want her sitting around and doing nothing. Shabbatol mevili de zima, because when a woman has nothing to do on her hands, it brings to all kinds of promiscuity. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, afa madras ishto melasis melacha, even a person who prohibits himself using a neder, a vow, not to derive benefit from his wife if she works or she does melacha, yoytzi v'yitin ksuba, he has to divorce her and pay her the money of her ksuba. Shehabatala mevia lidei shimum, because just having her sit around and do nothing will bring her, God forbid, to all kinds of promiscuity and inappropriateness. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. Hamader es ishtoi mitach shvishamita, a fellow that prohibits on himself any benefit from intimacy. Meshamai says he has 2 weeks in his underneath the oath, and after that, if he still did not abolish his vow, he's standing by his vow yigarshena, then the halacha is he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba as well. Beisil says all he has is 1 week, and if it's more than 1 week, he has to divorce her and give her a get, and pay her ksuba. Hatamidim, Torah students that travel abroad to learn Torah, Yoytzin l'talmud Torah, they can travel to a different city, shelo b'rishus, even if their wife does not give them permission, shleishim yom, even though they are going to be not fulfilling Oina. Oina is the obligation of intimacy from a husband to a wife. But still, because they're going to study Torah, they have a 30-day period that they can be gone from their wife, and that is permitted. Hapayalim, workers that go to work in a different city, Shabbos Achas, they're only allowed to leave for 1 week and miss intimacy for a week. Now the Mishnah explains. Ha'ayna amur about Torah, the obligation for a husband to provide intimacy for his wife. Hatayalin, people who are, you know, work locally, they don't have very difficult jobs. B'chayim, they provide intimacy daily. Ha'payalim, workers, hard workers. Shtayim b'Shabbos, twice a week. Ha'chamarim, donkey drivers. Achas b'Shabbos, once a week. Hagamalim, camel drivers, they travel distances. Achas l'shleishim yom, once in 30 days. Hasapanim, sailors or ship captains. Achas l'shisha chadashim, they only have to be home once every 6 months to provide intimacy. Div Rabbi Eliezer, these are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, they just happen to disagree in one case, and that's the case of Tamidim, that if a student goes to study Torah, the halacha is they could even go for a year or two or even three, and they're still not considered violating their obligation of intimacy to their wife. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.